Hello and welcome to our podcast for today. I'm with Debbie Aaliyah, and she's joined me from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And Debbie is the owner and president of Aaliyah Analytical, Inc. in Grand Rapids. And her firm specializes in failure analysis and prevention. And she's agreed to join me today for a little interview and to talk over some things that she's got going and to talk a little bit about failure analysis, but also about critical thinking. Good afternoon, Debbie.
Good afternoon, Reed. Thanks for the opportunity.
Sure. Well, you know, I want to make sure everyone is aware that you've been helping us with blogs for, you started blogs in July of 2008. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but that's...
Yeah, I remember that. Right. We met at the a heat treat.
I think that's right. Yeah. And so that's 12 years ago.
Tennessee. Yeah.
Can you believe how time flies, huh? So anyway, if you aren't familiar with that and you're picking up our podcast, you might want to check out Debbie's blogs throughout the years, but particularly some of her later stuff, see what her thoughts are about failure analysis. I find failure analysis to be very challenging. Over the years, I've experienced a number of failures in my time, and it's almost like a foreign language to me. And so maybe I don't think critically enough or something, but we'll talk a little bit about that more as we go along. But I know that, I see the paths and I try to figure out where the initiation is, and I'm not always successful at that. But anyway, I wanted to say your latest blog, Debbie, and we have the second part of it, by the way. It's going to be posted on Monday, but part one was posted a few days ago, and it contains a discussion of critical thinking along with some definitions. Do you want to discuss that further for us?
Sure. Critical thinking is a phrase that a lot of people use, and recently it's gotten more popular, and a lot of companies like to managers and HR people, they are frustrated that their employees make mistakes, and so they jump to, well, it's because they're not using critical thinking. So that's, it's almost become a buzzword in industry today. And it's interesting because there's no agreed upon definition that I've been able to find for that term. I even participated in a LinkedIn critical thinking in the workplace group for a number of years. And even there was no general agreement on exactly what that means. And I've continued to refine my version of what that means. And to me, it comes down to whether you are considering the right or a relevant frame of reference for whatever question it is you want to critically think about. And in order to do that, well, there are a bunch of other things you have to do. So that's kind of what I've tried to define in what I like to call thinking skill optimization, because it's really both left brain, which is more what people think of with critical thinking, and right brain, which is more creative thinking. And the two aren't really separate and distinct. When we're a skilled thinker, then we use both of those together to get the best outcome and the best information.
Okay, so you have two different terms now, critical thinking and creative thinking. And what if I say, well, you know what, Debbie, I think I'm a really rational thinker. So I think rationally, and I think critically. Now I'm not sure how creative I am, but how do these things all come together in solving a problem, let's say, or which may be failure analysis in your case, but it could be almost anything
else. Right. Yes, absolutely. This type of thinking can be applied to anything where we have to think. And I believe it all starts with rational thinking. Even going back to the ancient Greek philosophers, Plato said, humans are the rational animal. So what does that mean? That has to do with the fact that we have ratios. What is a ratio? A ratio of 1 to 2, for example. It's a comparison. The word ratio strictly means a comparison and numbers, but when we extend that, it's a comparison of anything. So we could compare Reed to Debbie. We could compare a desk to a car. We could compare Republicans to Democrats, et cetera, et cetera. That is the essence of rational thinking. And rational thinking is simply looking for similarities and differences. That's contrasting, compare and contrast. That's what I now think of as rational thinking. It's comparing and contrasting.
And rational has ratio in the word,
exactly,
of course.
Exactly, exactly. So that's the first step. And once you make a practice of doing that in your spare moments, that lays the foundation for you to create new neural connections. And that's the foundation for creative. So I would guess over the years that we've been interacting since 2008, way back then, I think you're a smart guy. Well, that means you must have creativity. You know, neither you nor I are creative artists or actors or musicians, but there's creativity in everything we do. Creativity is simply the ability to put new things together in a new way.
Okay, so how do I whether it's creative, critical, or rational thinking, how do I use that combination to solve a problem? For instance, let's think about failure analysis, because that's certainly what you've soaked in for a lot of years, and what many of us in this industry, unfortunately, maybe fortunately in some cases, but typically, unfortunately, we have failures, and we have to figure out what happened, right? And for our group, for most of our audience, let's say they're heat treat failures, because you know we've heat treated something and you know a piece spalled out of it, or it broke in two, or whatever it is, depending on the geometry. And that was
It didn't meet hardness. Maybe it's not broken, but it didn't meet
hardness. True. That's a failure, isn't it?
Failure. Right.
So, how do I use all those thinking skills to solve one of these failure problems that are in front of me now?
Right. So, if it is a broken part, then that's allows you one set of methods that you can use to figure out what's happening. If there's no broken part, then some of the methods that you would use for a broken part don't apply, and you have to use other methods. And some of the methods you would use in both cases. So let's just take an example. The part's broken. And the first thing that I advise everybody to do if they have any kind of failure of a physical object is you start with your eyeballs and your brain, and you look and see what's in front of you. So for a crack, there are certain things that are important to learn to look for, like where is the crack in relationship to various geometrical features that the part might have. When did the crack happen? Was it already cracked when you took it out of the quench tank? Did it crack at a later time? Did it crack when it was being assembled? So all of that is part of the critical thinking. It is rarely enough to simply have the failed object in front of you. You have to collect data. If it's a bigger failure, which happened down the road after the part was in service for a while, then there's a whole bunch of other things that would come into the critical thinking aspect. So, what is the situation? Was anybody injured? Did it cost $10 million? Was there consequential damage, etc.? So all of those things, to me, that's a big part of the critical thinking, is understanding the whole situation so that you can suggest an appropriate protocol for doing the analysis. You know, if you have 50 pieces that you heat treated and two of them cracked and they're parts that cost $10 each, you're probably not going to want to do a $5,000 investigation. You know, now there might be some cases where you did if somebody was injured, but normally you're not going to want to. So that it's always stepping back to say, what is appropriate to do in this situation? Am I just going to use my eyeballs and my brains? Am I going to at least look at the process records? And that may be all that makes sense in a simple situation. But if you suspect that the design was bad, I mean, that those are the other types of questions you have to ask. Was this a new design? Has somebody been making these parts for 20 years? Have you been making these parts for 20 years and now all of a sudden this one breaks? You know, so those, it's a lot, critical thinking has a lot to do with asking questions up front so that you'll make sure you're answering the right questions.
So in your business, do you, like, if I had a failure and I wanted you to help me figure out what happened, would you be, and I contacted you, would you be asking me all of those questions before
Absolutely.
You saw the part that failed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the things I'm doing simultaneously, although I may or may not tell you that I'm doing that, but when I ask you these questions, if I feel like you are hiding information from me, then I will probably try to understand if you're hiding information from me because you falsely believe that by keeping me blind, you'll get a better answer. Mm-hmm. There are people who believe that. So I'm really happy that you're asking these questions. So if I can't convince them that that's wrong, that we can't work blindly, that we have to understand the situation, there are too many opportunities to come to an incorrect conclusion.
Sure.
If you don't have the right background information. So if I can't convince them that's the case, I'll probably send them to my competitor.
I hear you. Well, I know that over the years, I certainly have worked with different failure analysis folks because I just didn't have all the tools or skills. It was something that was done. You know, it's one of those things like anything with consulting. And we have, we work with a number of consultants here at Industrial Heating, but, we don't all have expertise in all areas. And so, you know, while I might be a metallurgist and you might be a metallurgist, but coincidentally, we both went to Carnegie Mellon University.
Really?
So here's some commonalities, right?
Have the Pittsburgh accent, too.
Well, that's because I live here, so what can I say? And I would deny that I do, but we'll leave it at that. It's like anything. It's like a doctor. I was like, and, you know, people will come to me with some random metallurgical question or something, and I go, well, you know, I, I, don't work in titanium melting. Maybe I don't know too much about that, but it's sort of like being a doctor. You know, I might be a general practitioner, but I'm not going to operate on brains. I'm going to leave that to somebody else, you know? And we'll leave that with the anatomy things, because there's a variety of other anatomies we talked about. But you know, there's specialties, right? And those doctors exactly. specialize in those particular areas. And so your specialty happens to be failure analysis.
The queen of failure.
Yeah. Yeah. You your life is full of failure. So, I mean, if people wanted to contact you about doing some, you know, helping them with some failure analyses, I know you have a website. It's itothen.com. It's Aliyah Analytical Inc., I believe. Is there any other suggestion that you know, you would give as far as reaching out to you, or how they would, you know, get a hold of you for that purpose?
Sure. There is some cool stuff on that website. I have an article on fun with the scanning electron microscope. So that is educational. And then underway and in process, soon to be coming online, is itothen.us. And that is a new venture that I'm doing with a friend to promote the critical thinking in a wider range of industries, not just in materials engineering.
Good. And that website is not yet available. Is that right?
Hopefully it will be up by the end of July.
Okay. Sounds good. I think that's, unless you want to add anything else to wrap us up, I think that's about all I had for today.
No, I really appreciate the questions you asked, and I enjoyed chatting with you. So thanks again.
Sounds good. I'll go ahead and, you know, we'll be done, and we'll post this to our, you know, we'll have this on our website. So if you also want to send someone along to the podcast, you know, feel free.
Will do.
And I really appreciate your time today, Debbie. Good talking.
Thank you, Reed.
All right. Bye-bye.